Day to Day's back. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, an editorial nightmare trying to publish a daily list of the best blogs out there. First, should you get this call? Well, maybe not, because cell phones may now be infected with a new virus. It's called Cobber, and it's spread through wireless Bluetooth technology. This particular virus is relatively harmless, but that may not be the case with the next virus. And with hackers, there always is a next virus. Here's Day to Day's Eric Weiner.
The Kabir virus is something of a jet setter. It was created in either Russia or the Philippines, no one knows for sure, and traveled to more than half a dozen countries before landing in a cell phone store in Santa Monica, California. The Kabir virus is transmitted through the air, hopping from one smartphone to another. Travis Whithaven tracks computer viruses for F-Secure, a consulting firm.
The Kabir virus is a virus that uses Bluetooth technologies to be able to transfer itself from one phone to the other, to replicate itself. Just like a virus in the common world does, it spreads itself, whether you sneeze, then it goes through the bacteria in the air to the next person, infects the next person, and transfers on.
And as with a real virus, you can be a Kabir carrier and not know it. Your phone is considered infectious if it's within wireless range, about 30 feet, of another smartphone. The good news is that the Kabir virus causes no real damage. It simply drains the batteries in your phone. The bad news is that it's probably the hacker's way of testing the waters, just as they did years ago with computer-based viruses. Adam Lowry is a British computer security expert.
They were exactly the same. They didn't actually in themselves do any harm. They just spread as an experiment to see if they could spread. Once it was established that they could, people started putting malicious payloads into them. So instead of just spreading, it would then do something bad once it got there.
That something bad includes a long list, says Lowry. A virus could disable cell phones, instruct them to make calls to expensive toll numbers, or even turn them into clandestine bugging devices. Perhaps the greatest concern, says Lowry, is something he calls blue snarfing, using Bluetooth technology to steal data from someone's cell phone without their knowledge. Lowry recently demonstrated on a BBC program just how easy this is to do.
Using a Bluetooth-enabled laptop and specially written software, he can take your data at the push of a button.
Lowry was even able to lock onto several dozen smartphones inside the British Parliament building.
Potentially, I could have read their entire address books, calendars, as I said, turn them into bugs, listen in on the conversations going on around the phone, even turn them into tracking devices. So you can actually follow on a web page where that phone is anytime it's switched on.
Lowry, who clearly possesses the twisted imagination of a hacker, worries about all kinds of blue snarfing mischief. Some Palm Pilots are vulnerable to blue snarfing, he says, and possibly even cars, some of which are outfitted with wireless technology.
Potentially I can inject noise into the system so I could, you know, hijack your speakers in your car and maybe play an annoying sound. Or misleading information, you know, give fake traffic information, tell you to turn off the road, whatever. So there is definitely potential for abuse, but I don't think it's anything like, you know, taking over the car and causing it to drive at 100 miles an hour into a lamppost.
Paris Hilton, of all people, recently became a sort of blue snarfing victim. Someone hacked into the contact list she kept on her T-Mobile Sidekick, supposedly the smartest of the smartphones. Within hours, the phone numbers of hundreds of celebrities were posted on the internet, including those of Christina Aguilera and Ashley Simpson. T-Mobile says it is investigating the incident. But wait, before you discard your cell phone and resort to yodeling or smoke signals or some other more secure form of communication, there is hope. Compared to computer viruses, cell phone viruses are in their infancy. Manufacturers still have time to build safeguards into newer, smarter phones. Meanwhile, you can protect yourself by simply turning off the Bluetooth function on your phone or not accepting any programs unless you know their source. Security consultant Travis Whithaven says you'd be surprised how many people ignore that advice.
The biggest problem is that the people are curious. If I can get an application, oh, what does it do? Let me hit yes and installs, and they don't think about the fact that this might be something damaging.
In other words, a smartphone is only as smart as the human being attached to it. Eric Weiner, NPR News.